From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council will hold urgent talks Thursday on the pro-government coalition assault on the Houthi rebel-controlled Red Sea Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, viewed as the largest battle in that three-year conflict. The deputy director of Yemen operations for the relief organization CARE, Jolien Veldwijk, is in Hodeidah and fears yet another unfolding humanitarian disaster.
The port of Hodeidah feeds two-thirds of Yemen. We have 29 million people in Yemen, of which 8 million are already at risk of famine. 8 million people, even before this morning, were already at risk of starvation. If the port is closed, even for a day, this means that these people will die.
Fighting appears to be centered around control of the airport. Four Emirati soldiers reportedly have been killed. A spokesman for the Saudi and United Arab Emirates-led coalition said the objectives are both the airport and seaport through which most relief aid flows. Ohio State University Middle East analyst Alam Payan said it appears that coalition forces want to avoid a costly street battle.
And I do not know that really they can avoid this mass casualties on both sides, because the Houthis are not going to give up easily.
UN envoy Martin Griffiths said he remains in contact with both sides. Hodeidah is located about 150 kilometers southwest of the capital, Sana'a, which is in rebel hands for the past 4 years. The awarding of the 2026 World Cup to North America Wednesday was met with bitter disappointment in Morocco after its fifth bid to host the football competition fell short again. The joint sponsorship of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. received 134 votes to Morocco's 65. 11 African nations voted for North America. This is VOA News.